small, compact, and easy to learn.
11th grader Alex Gaughan is one of just 12 students who attend the academy. He came from the Hamburg School District, but tells us he felt lost in a large public school setting as he struggled with reading and comprehension.
It's lifted me up because of it's not in an environment of 30 kids, whereas you're really focused on what you need to do instead of being rushed and then not being taught the proper way.
I think here we don't let the kids slip through the cracks, so if they're kind of having trouble with something, we can really spend a lot of time on it.
Social studies teacher Stephen Kelly likes the freedom of interacting with students in the small setting. He does not want to deal with what he calls educational bureaucracy.
We do all kinds of different assessments. I'll have pretty generic tests, and then also we do like projects. But they've done projects on their own, and then I decided to have them put all their minds together and do a group project together and see how they work together.
Because the student population is so small, it's a bit like homeschooling, where classes are held in casual style rooms, and students are allowed to help establish learning material through their interests. Alan Hibbert is executive director at the Academy.
Someone might criticize and saying, well, why not just homeschool these kids?
Yeah, some people do say that, but I think the social aspect is so important. And it's socializing not only with other people your own age as a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, and so on, but also people of a different age, like a teacher who might be 10 years older or 15 years older, or a student that's 2 or 3 years younger. It's so important to see these different perspectives and socialize with people of mixed ages.
However, like other private schools, there is tuition. Hibbert says they charge $25,000 a year. That's higher than Nichols and the Park schools.
Who would you consider then your competition?
Yeah, that's a good question. And people ask about competition all the time. And I'm a very competitive person, but I don't like to think of competition when it comes to education because I don't like to think of winning and losing. So competitors might be Nichols, a lot of people say, which is actually my alma mater, and I love it dearly. Some people say the Park School and some alternative smaller schools are definitely competition as well. But if you look at where our students come from, they come from all types of schools, public, private, homeschooling environment.
The school attracted 2 students who were attending area private Catholic schools.
So I came here and looked at this school. They're in the middle of the year and loved it here. I like the one-on-one learning style.
Max Sullivan of Buffalo is a junior. He came from St. Joe's Collegiate Institute.
The work at St. Joe's was a little tough for me, and I couldn't really figure it out.
What clicked for you here? What's made a difference in your learning?
Being able to ask more questions and not being afraid to ask like a question that people wouldn't ask.
Senior Nina Hart of West Falls came from Sacred Heart Academy in Amherst. Now she's graduating in just 3 years. She says she will be heading to college this fall.
I wanted some place that I could totally feel myself and get my schoolwork done and get the best attention from teachers.
It's so much smaller and it's so much more personal.
Freshman Kayla Hughes of Buffalo came from City Honors. She says she does not miss the city school system.
It makes it easier to cater to my needs and stuff like that.
Do you like it? Is it helping you academically?
My grades have really improved since I got here. Like, I was failing, like, I think, like, 3 classes before I came here. Now I'm, like, have B's and everything. I do like it here. I really like it.
The school follows the state's graduation requirements. But as a private school, it has flexibility in academics. However, teachers are certified and have a master's in education. English teacher Jessica Cody is a former long-term substitute from the Sweet Home School District.
I feel so nurturing, and like in the sense that like we can constantly be helping and guiding them and encouraging them in a way that even if they make a mistake, it's never, how dare you fail. I always give the students an opportunity to try again, and that's really been something I've seen their writing and their abilities grow so much because of that.
Science? These are our 2 science teachers.
The school science teachers, Alyssa Pauly and Matthew Lardo, popped out of their sessions, explaining why they enjoy this small setting and the freedom of learning for students.
I thought that this was a much better fit because you can really get to know each student and you get to see all different sides of them. You don't see them just in the classroom, and it's not just one soul out of 30.
I love the fact that I can sit down with a kid who's struggling and actually figure out what the problem is. Having that one-on-one approach really gives me the opportunity to isolate a problem and find a way to correct it.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.